Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, this be Sportive Time, episode 300, take two. Yeah, we recorded a good 15 minutes and then realized our good friend Chicken Fingers was so jazzed, so amped, so ready to get going that he didn't even press record on his audio. So,
wasn't me.
Do another take.
Wasn't me.
This is amazing.
Jamaican rap,
the first take of this. We somehow started talking about Rich Hill, the pitcher, which led us to Rich Hill, the rapper, whose real name is Rich Hilfiger. So he's a very rich kid who's trying to pretend that he's from the streets, which led us to talking about Chet Hayes, who, listeners, you all must know, is Tom Hanks's kid who got in trouble for using a fake Jamaican accent. So we used the Jamaican accent for a while now, and then 10 seconds into this new one, you start in with Shaggy. So that Jamaican accent, once you get started, I want to tell you, like, it's hard to stop. So, yeah, man. Okay, so.
Who's all here, Brandon?
We were going to talk
Brandon,
about the.
Who's all here?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'll get to you, but I'm going to start with Jonathan. John, happy 300th, my friend.
Happy 300th episode. It's been 17 years we've been doing this podcast, and we've made it all the way to 300 episodes, which is, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's the most episodes ever recorded by a podcast.
Some may say we've bowled a perfect game of podcasting.
Oh, get the fuck you.
Yeah. I just want to point out for the record that Brandon's in marketing, and this is the kind of stuff that we get.
Wow, some would call us real gladiators.
This is Sparta!
I'm kicking the dog like a Sparta kick, like the, where he kicks him into the hot hole.
This is... Dog's just like...
I am Spartacus.
Completely different movie. That's a different movie. That's literally the movie Spartacus. You said it in the words that you only said three words. One of them is the name of the movie that you got wrong.
I was going to ad-lib I am something, and then after I got to I am, I was like, I don't know what else to say here. And then if you heard me say Spartacus, you guys can go back and rewind it, but I did kind of just sort of squeak a little bit. I am Spartacus. Fuck.
It was a lot like you spilled something on yourself in the middle of that sentence.
I am Spartacus. Oh, that was bad. So John's here. Stuart, are you also here?
The city of Caledonia, Minnesota is the wild turkey capital of the world, and John's brother Dave does not like them because they win the prep bowl too much.
Fun fact.
Yep.
That was in the first take. We knew we had to get that one in the second one as well, so I'm glad you were able to do that in the second one. And then we also have Chicken Fingers, 69. Hello, buddy.
Hey, 300 episodes, our first technological mistake. First one. It's good.
It's amazing. What a run.
Yep.
What a
hell of a run. Sorry, it was me. Fuck.
Yeah, it was nice. Happened.
After 300 episodes, we've learned not to blame each other for these things.
No.
No, man.
Stop.
No fault,
doing
my
that.
Brother.
Please don't do that anymore.
Hey, Chet Hayes is an inspiration to me, sir. I learned the accent from him.
Imagine.
Do you think so? There was also Shut that up. Snow rapper from Toronto.
Yeah.
That Snow guy.
Uh-huh.
White guy from Toronto.
Yeah.
Do you think Jamaicans are like, look, I don't know how many Jamaicans there are. I'm going to guess there's 4 million.
14.
There's 4 million Jamaicans. Million. I'm going to say with 4. Anyways.
4.
There's 4 million of us. There's plenty of us down here. You can pick any of us. We can sing. But why do you have to pick Snow? Why Chet Hanks? Like, what? There's like 4 minutes. That's what I'd be like if I were Jamaican. What the?
Yep. Well, speaking as a Jamaican, I can tell you that is exactly what we think.
You are the least Jamaican person. There's, oh my God. I do know there's like 6 billion people in the world. You are, if you rank Everyone. Them, one, the billion. Most Jamaican, like Bob Marley is over here. Yep. He's on this end. Bob Marley is over here. Then there's 6 billion people in between, and you're over there. That's you.
He's got
you,
Irish he has, hipster dad from Minnesota.
He's got no Irie. He simply has no Irie.
No Irie, man. No. Oh, fuck. It's brutal. I hope to God we're not recording.
I want to invite the listeners to imagine what the first go round of this was like. If this
Can you believe this is
If
better?
That was the practice run and this is the
This
real
was go
live
time.
One.
Holy shit, we should be arrested. Well, what we wanted to talk about, we were getting started with when we realized our technological error, was the Vikings. And it was established that they are bad.
Yes.
And they are likely done in the playoff picture. So it's over.
Yes, it's over, Johnny.
So, Stu, it's over, Johnny. Now, I would imagine that our front office and coaching staff are very much looking for to do the long play, if you will. And so now we'll sit all their starters and tank for a good quarterback for next year. Is that going to be happening?
No, Mike Zimmer's got pride, so that's not going to happen. And there's too much talent still on offense, even with Thielen out with the COVID. I think Jefferson might be the rookie of the year. And Dalvin Cook is a top two running back, probably a top one running back, depending on what Derrick Henry does. So there's enough talent. They'll probably win. I'd say they'll probably go 2-4, maybe 3-3, which doesn't get you a great pick. But when you got a, you know, a guy who just knows talent like Rick Spielman, finds right. I'm sorry, chicken. Now, to be fair,
it doesn't matter where they
you
pick.
Do that. You do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep saying Deo. If you were going to keep praising Rick Spielman,
that was a joke. I saw your ASA. Everyone knows. Everyone is stuck home at least through the holidays. Chicken had a very good rant on Twitter about he saw into the future because he's a seer, and how this is gonna go. And we're basically into the whoever's president in 2028 is pretty much how screwed the Vikings are until then. He figures that's about how long Spielman's got left. So.
It's going to be... I can't... The 2028 president is going to be like fucking Shotgun Red from Hee Haw. Like the fucking puppet. Or so, like, I don't even know. What? I can't even imagine where we're going with this shit.
Full speed to Idiocracy.
Yep. But yeah, it's not... And again, it's... Okay, Justin Jefferson's a really good draft pick. But he was like the fifth receiver taken. I mean, he got like Judy got taken before him and Rager. And I'm probably wrong about that, John, but I'm not going to look it up. So you could say that they basically just took the last good receiver that was available at that slot. So you can either say that he's a genius by letting Jefferson fall to him, or you can take a more clear-eyed approach and say, well, he sort of got lucky there. Because they would have probably, if it had been Jerry Judy that had fallen to them, that's who they would have taken. If it had been C.D. Lamb, they would have taken him. If it would have been Henry Ruggs, they would have taken him. So I think
the thing you really have to give Spielman credit for is consistently when you get down the draft and he starts amassing picks, it's hard to waste that number of picks without accidentally getting some value down the draft.
Well,
you have to. It's like you go to the bar and you got the pull tabs left and you look at the number of pull tabs left in the box and you think, you know, I'm going to buy the box. We're going to buy the box and I think that's going to turn out to be a profitable investment because you got such and such left and you got such and such left. And so you think, well, we'll at least get that 200 in there so we might come out ahead. And Rick Spielman down the draft is more like the guy who buys the box and somehow doesn't manage to win one thing for the rest of the box.
Can I tell a heartwarming story about pull tabs or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. Please.
My daughter turned 21. My oldest daughter turned 21 this year. It's not been a very good, and she it's got been the, a horrible year.
She got the Newman family inheritance of a box of pull tabs.
Think about the year you turned 21.
My God. Yep.
About all the fun and, she turned 21 on March 27th.
Oh my God. Oh, no.
That sucks. So yeah, that sucks. She hasn't been able to do anything fun. And what we did, this summer when it was like safe to like do stuff outside, her and I went and visited my dad. And of course, if you visited my dad, you're going to go to the other place, which is the bar in Hector, Minnesota. So we're sat outside on a bench, and she wanted to play pull taps. So I gave her a 20, and she went inside, got $20 worth of, did the thing where you look at the box with the least amount of tabs left in it, eyed them up, brought 20 back to the table, and Howie and I were both making fun of her, saying, why do you wait? I mean, you're wasting your dad's money, basically. Just giving her a hard time. The third one she pulls it, goes, hey, I just won $200. And both my dad and I are just laughing, saying, yeah, bullshit. That's like a $2 pull. She shows it to us. It's $200.
Just, fuck yes.
Yeah, and just,
that's,
and that was the last fun day of my entire 2020, basically.
that was the only fun thing I did.
Sitting outside on a picnic bench with my...
Just hearing the story was a top five for me.
Yeah. My dad and my oldest daughter pulling pull tabs on a bench by the intersection of US 212 and State Highway 4. That was...
I want to be there right now with you three.
Yeah.
That's where I want
to
be.
That was, yeah.
Not the three of you on this podcast with Stu, his daughter, and his father. Not the other, not you three.
So, no, we would all take that over this.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And she did. She did not pay me back the $20. I just want to point that out. But
fuck no.
I know. I told her. I told her to give the money to the bartender. So the only guy wearing a mask in the bar was the bartender. So why? Sure. Tip him. Good job, Spencer. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, March was just insane too. Remember that? Oh, yeah. We were like spraying down Amazon boxes.
Oh yeah, spraying down the mail.
Scared to death.
I'm still scared to death. I'm just not spraying down Amazon boxes, but
right. Yeah,
that's a whole different level metrics there. But anyway, that was my last fun day and pull tabs and stuff like that. So anyway, I don't know where we started. Oh yeah, the Vikings suck.
Yeah. So are they going to beat the Panthers?
No,
this weekend?
Teddy's going to win.
Teddy. But you're a diehard, though. You're still going to be rooting for the Vikings in that scenario, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm not.
I'm hardcore rooting for Teddy.
Yeah. I want Teddy to do well because he's my son. But
we all have sons.
But yeah, it's going to be hard for me to not root for the Vikings because, muscle memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm fully divorced of that at this point. I was pretty pumped when they lost to the Cowboys.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
That's
gross. I've been able to
do it.
That's
gross, and you should
somehow
apologize.
If you just like...
That's gross.
Why the Cowboys, though?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm in this for the long
haul.
The
Dallas Cowboys.
The way I see it, and maybe I've talked about it. I think I probably have talked about it. All I really care about in football is watching good quarterbacks. I don't care about anything else, like a defensive team with a game manager quarterback. I don't care. I do not care to watch that team. The only fun thing is a kick-ass quarterback. And what's hard right now is there's so many of them that are so fucking fun to watch. Kyler and Wilson, and obviously Mahomes is easy number one. Even Lamar Jackson kind of sucks this year, but he's super fun to watch. I'll choose watching any of those guys over the Vikings. They're just not that fun. So I'm desperate to get a good quarterback. And the only way we can get a good one is if we are terrible.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So, I love playing the long game. You know me. I'm a futurist, baby. They're just not fun to watch. for me.
I remember when the Philadelphia 76ers were actively shooting any good player they had in the kneecap, and you got more excited every time they did it.
I loved it. Hell yeah. Kill those guys. And who's laughing now, John? Nobody. Not me.
Not me. Nah, nobody won on that one.
Mm-mm. Couple of losers. No.
I'm
not a huge fan. But I also know.
I have a related question for Chicken, actually.
All right. Sure.
Chicken. Do you have Disney Plus?
No.
Okay. There's a Taylor Swift thing on documentary about folklore. It's really good.
About folklore. I just heard about it.
It's really good.
20 minutes ago. It's Biter Meinhof.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that. And now I've heard about it twice in the last 20 minutes.
It's really good. I know this because Piper just put Betty on in the living room. And that reminded me to remind you that that was out there. So, and I think you can get a free trial. You can get a free trial, but if you got all of your kids sucking your bandwidth down along with your spirit, that might be difficult.
I'm fucked.
Yeah, it might be difficult. So
the only shot I got is I wake up super early and I watch something on Netflix at like 6 a.m. To whenever that, you know, whenever
when the kids start rolling in. Yeah.
Yep, that's the only shot I got. Okay. Now, Disney Plus, and when you're going to do the free trials, you typically got to put the stuff in the internet, and then
that's hard. That's
internet internet sex weirdos.
Sex criminals,
Knocking. Yeah. Hey, you're knocking on my door. Hey, you signed up for Disney Plus.
You ready to re-up?
We're here. We're group bus.
Me, Dale.
Sex weirdos, Walt Disney maybe shows up. Fuck, I don't know. I want him on my property. Yeah.
Nope. I think they also have Hamilton on Disney Plus. Does that switch for you at all?
That is why we got.
Is that a chicken fingers deal?
That's why we got Disney Plus.
Damn!
Yaman!
Shut up!
Hamilton!
Now, please don't do that. I will say it is a top five musical about Alexander Hamilton. Top five.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. And I'm not a musical fan, and I actually didn't like it that much, but it's absolutely a top five musical about Alexander Hamilton. You're not going to find four better. I mean, there's four other ones probably, but it's in the top, maybe top 10. I don't know.
Top half.
Your daughters did.
I did the time.
Did high school dance, the actual competition dance, like not competition.
Dance line.
Dance line.
High school. Dance line. And the winning team last year did Hamilton.
Oh,
their song was from, I've never seen Hamilton, but it was, I could tell it was from Hamilton because they were all dressed like Hamilton.
Yeah, the pantaloons and the powdered wigs.
Wooden teeth.
And they were from Frazee. I believe.
Fucking Frazee Vargas? Mm-hmm. Oh, Frazee. Jesus, sick of their shit. They're on notice. Them and Stephen Argyle, they're on notice. And Minnie Yoda.
They also win a lot of.
Oh, shit.
Stephen Argyle's always the nine of the
shit. They're down to, seven man up there, I think.
Good.
It's really just Steven and Argyle left, those two guys.
Real give and go system. Oh boy. Well, while you guys were talking, I looked up some mock drafts.
Oh no.
What for the
NBA or the NFL?
Weak side linebacker are they saying Rick's gonna get?
John, I'm sorry to tell you, it was not an NBA mock draft. It was an NFL mock draft. And I can tell you some good news. There is no Notre Dame tight end in the first round of a mock draft. So that doesn't mean they can't still figure out a guy who's a tight end on Notre Dame. But so far, there's no one around that we should be super worried about.
Safety? A safety from...
There's a lot of undersized safeties. I'm so sorry. We're definitely going to be ending up with one of them.
An ACC safety?
A Conference USA safety?
Yeah. Yeah, NC State, Virginia Tech, just somewhere flash in the pan, shitty.
Alabama, Birmingham,
UAB, of course.
Run-blocking right guard.
The ninth safety on Auburn, but he does really well in the combine. Maybe that guy. is a long-term project, but, you know, he's got a good vertical, so.
A white guy from Washington State for some damn reason.
Name like Adam or something.
Yeah.
I guess it's sort of bad news. There's three quarterbacks that are first-round worthy,
no.
But they're supposed to be taken in, like, the first five picks.
One. There's just one. But go ahead. Go
just
ahead.
Just the hippie?
The hippie.
It's now, the hippie. I have That's to it. Also tell you that I did click no. out of the mock draft, so I'm doing this all from memory now, but I do know there was three at the very top that were supposed to be first-round picks. And I don't think we're going to get a top five pick. As
we're not
you said,
getting a top five
I don't
pick.
Even know if it was in take one or take
they're
two.
They're going to be about 16.
Zimmer's too stubborn.
They're going to be about 16 is where they're going to draft.
The offense is too talented for them to actually not do
Fuck.
Well, so that's bad. But what I do remember seeing in this mock draft was like 15th or so in the mock. It's that NDSU quarterback.
Easton Stick?
Oh, fuck me.
Trey Lance?
Yeah, like middle first round.
Easton Stick.
Trey Lance was his name.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he's – so that
Hot
might
black
be
– Desiato.
I mean, dang. I also saw that he was from Marshall, Minnesota. Now,
so he can get us a deal
the
on
next
Schwanz.
Awesome quarterback, the like savior for our team is going to be from Marshall, Minnesota. I don't think so.
Football,
I don't
Jeff
think so.
Norgard.
Doesn't work that way.
Now, Marshall,
California?
Minnesota, already had Harmar Superstar come from their city.
Wait,
Harmar Superstar
Harmar's
from Marshall, Minnesota?
Fuck you. He is not.
Really?
He is
it's a sport up. Effect. Don't look it up. I'm pretty sure
I'm
he's from Marshall, Minnesota.
You looked that up.
No.
I thought he went
to... Do not correct me.
Next thing
now,
you're
going
to tell me Chet
here,
Hayes is from Marshall, Minnesota.
Now No man.
Please don't do that.
He's a coastal elite man.
I think Sean Tillman went to St. Paul Central.
We're making fun of Chet. We're making fun of Chet. Just the listeners need to know. So they're not allowed to have a second famous guy from Marshall, Minnesota. So this guy is going to be a bust.
Steve Zahn is from Marshall, Minnesota. The actor Steve Zahn is from Marshall, Minnesota.
See? Fuck. See? That's just too many. It's too many people coming from Marshall, Minnesota. The world
Marshall,
is not...
Marshall, Minnesota.
I'll be goddamned.
No.
Marshall,
right?
Minnesota.
I will be goddamned.
Yep.
Wow.
Holy fucking
he was born,
shit, I was right.
You know what? I don't know the name of the hospital he was born in.
Harmar Hospital.
No, that's from... the Harmar's in Roseville.
Yeah.
Harmar
yeah.
Mall.
It's, I think the one down there is
a wiener.
Oh, man. What is the hospital down there? I should know this. I really should.
You should know the name of the hospital in Marshall?
Yes.
You should know this, man.
It's
is it a saint?
Called,
is it a saint?
Is it called... Just I'm just spitballing here. Is it called Marshall Hospital?
Shit, no, that was my guess.
I wouldn't bring
it up. I would have said St. Agnes.
It's called...
It's a guess.
It's called the Wiener Memorial Hospital.
Oh. Yep. Rest in power, Wieners.
Mm-hmm. Wiener Memorial. R.I.P. Prayer hands emoji. Wieners.
So what I'm saying is we're screwed because maybe we're going to end up drafting that kid, and then he's going to suck.
What I want is a franchise quarterback that can step in immediately. You get that if you're one of the top three picks. Or a cornerstone left tackle that can be there for 12 seasons. You only get that if you're top five picks.
So you had me, and then you lost me. I don't give a shit about that left tackle. I don't care.
I want one.
Last time they tried that, they got Matt Khalil. So how'd that
no,
work out?
Matt Khalil was not. No. That's Rick picking it. That's Rick picking.
No,
I want
doesn't matter.
A guy who knows
just,
what he's doing.
Just draft a quarterback every year. That's the plan. A new one every year until you get it right. Don't care about left tackles.
I want left
quarterbacks
tackles.
Only.
If I can't get a quarterback. Look, nobody's been on the hippie quarterback bandwagon more than I have. That's indisputable.
Right. Yeah, but you're so locked in on the hippie.
I'm saying
there's a big world out there, babe.
Oh, what a big world? What do you want? What do you want?
I want.
You want a precise
running
tight end.
No, just the second best quarterback is my next pick. And then if that guy gets taken, then we move on to the third. And we keep going.
I want I want the top guy or nothing. I don't want some guy who's only going to be good in five seasons.
You want it all or nothing at all?
That's
as the famous song went.
Nothing.
There you
go. Who sings that?
There it is. I think that was Extreme. No?
That doesn't sound
Metallica.
Right. No, Extreme was more than words.
98 degrees. Maybe. Maybe. You can't say for sure. You going to look it up? Are you going to look it up?
I am. I'm looking it up.
I'm going with 98 degrees. It's my final answer, Jack. We'll hold. Oh, while we're holding, I also wanted to say or ask you, do you feel like feeling 1,000 years old right now?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm always
up for
that.
All of you. Yeah. I was looking through that mock draft, and there's a guy who's supposed to go first, and his name is Asante Samuel Jr.
Holy what? Crap.
That's yeah. True. Yeah.
This is worse than when Vlad Guerrero Jr. became the best player in baseball.
I agree. It's somehow worse. I don't know why, but it is. Because I, if you would have told me Asante Samuel was just signed by the Vikings, I'd be like, oh, cool. That makes sense.
O-Town. Nope. O-Town. That's the name of the boy band.
O-Town. Yep. Oh.
The
Jamaican 98 degrees is what they were called.
Don't do it.
I went and got a beer. Did I miss anything?
No, I was about to... I was about to do a Jamaican accent on I Want It All or Nothing at All, but I couldn't
nope.
do it.
Great.
I couldn't great. Do it. I didn't. I wanted to. Mentally, you're hearing me do it, right?
Mentally, I'm mad at the city. I'm the city of Minnesota. Just yes. commit to the S and call yourself Minnesota, Minnesota. That one's for you, Dave. There.
He's got a whole notebook full of these.
I've
been going
Minnesota.
All night, bro.
Yeah. Minneota is the worst town in southwestern Minnesota.
I don't think there's an argument otherwise.
Wyndham?
Minneota is far worse.
Yeah.
It's the only one I could think of. It's all I got.
Lucan?
No, Lucan's were.
He's got the brewery.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have Brow Brothers.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they moved to Marshall, Marshall, Minnesota.
Fairly positive they moved to Marshall.
It all comes back to Marshall. They moved into the old Runnings building.
What a hub.
How can Marshall steal literally the one thing that was in Lucan, Minnesota?
They have a softball field.
I mean, it's that Harmar superstar, star power.
Chicken, you spend some time in southwestern Minnesota. What's the worst town in southwestern Minnesota?
Well, I said it, Lucan. They lost Brawl Brothers. What else? What would be another
It's
shit
a dying
box?
City. We just proved it.
I mean, Jasper's not great.
Laverne.
Any of the Bedurst towns are pretty
I can't
bad.
Say anything bad about Pipestone. Yeah. My old college roommate was the mayor for a while. So... Pipestone's good.
This is bad content.
How about Bird Island? That's a bad town.
Yeah.
It's called Bird Island. That's pretty cool.
No, there's no... Okay, fun fact about Bird Island. There's no birds and there's no island.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
You can look it up.
It's amazing.
We put the fairgrounds in Bird Island for no reason. It sucks.
For no reason.
No, because, I mean, Olivia's like twice as big and they got a Dairy Queen. That's why Renville County should have the fairgrounds there. But no, it's in Bird Island. Even though it's closer to Hector, it makes no sense. Sorry, I'm still mad about
Shots
that.
Shots fired. My favorite part of this whole aside was Brandon sighing into the microphone. This is bad content.
I know, John, I think that you spurred this on because you knew what the next topic was going to be, and you knew I wasn't going to bring it up unless... The conversation had gotten so bad that I'd be desperate for an actual sports thing. So fucking fine,
genius.
John. How are the Wild doing?
Well, they're not playing, Brandon.
God,
that's the
damn
thing.
Damn it.
It's the end of November. And I realized the other day when somebody mentioned somewhere, and I don't know where I saw this, but somebody mentioned that the Wild had traded Eric Staal to Buffalo for Marcus Johansson, and that sort of jogged my memory that happened this year, that wasn't... It seems like it was about 14 years ago now that the Wild traded Eric Staal for a guy who actually makes more money, which, and also doesn't play center, which Eric Staal did, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but the Wild have been trying to do things that make sense for so many years that maybe doing things that make no sense is what they need. But that led me down trying to remember which players are on the Wild, and I'm kind of struggling. Like, the Wild have a goaltender. I know they do. And it's not Devin Dubnyk because they traded him to San Jose. But who do they have?
Robbie Staber. Yeah.
Cam Talbot. They just signed him. Cam Talbot.
Jan Talbots.
From Cam Calgary. Talbot, who they got from Calgary?
Free agent.
Free agent. But he was in Calgary last year, right?
Correct.
And wasn't Calgary's main problem that they didn't have consistent goaltending? Do I have that?
I think they're just inconsistent all around as a team. I don't know. I didn't like the signing. I'm not a big Talbot guy, but.
But, I mean, the one thing I do know about that is that as much as I love Devin Dubnyk as a person and as a professional, literally anybody in the league who played in the league last year is better than Devin Dubnyk.
True. It was a rough season. So it's tough.
And Alex Stalock, love the guy, but again, he's not necessarily the guy you want to roll with every night.
He's not a starter.
So the funny thing is when you look at Dubnyk, and he's had decent numbers for a number of years where it's the top of the line numbers are pretty good, and you look into the fancy stats numbers, and he's absolutely god awful. Just far and away the worst goaltender in the league, and has been for a couple of seasons. And so, in one sense, it's almost exciting that they have someone who's not. I wouldn't even call Cam Talbot average exactly. He's just not all that bad, and I feel like there's at least a possibility that they're gonna put him behind the Wild defense, which is pretty good. They've got one of the best top fours in the league, I would say, and
they'll
throw him back there, and all of a sudden his numbers will be great, and he'll start getting award buzz. But at the same time, I feel like one of the other things that has helped the Wild defense is that they insisted on playing checking line centers on every one of their lines for about the last 10 years. So I don't know what they're going to do without that there. This has been my Wild update where Chicken helped me remember what the name of the Wild goaltender was, and I stretched it into 7 minutes worth of content.
It's well done. Well done. Well executed.
7 minutes? Felt like an hour.
You didn't even bring up Diego Maradona, or, you know.
Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Boy, that Diego Maradona was, I mean, an absolute amazing player, and he passed away at the age of 60, and he's one of those guys that you look at and think, wow, he made it to 60. That was an impressive run. That's a long time for him to go.
Give the guy credit. If I was Diego Maradona, I would not have made it to 60. I'll tell you that much.
He lived like seven lives worth.
Like 15 years ago, he was like, if you look at how I lived, I should be 80 by now. That was him saying it. It wasn't just people. He admits that he lived way too much for the time he had.
I feel like I would do well in Argentina. Like, that's a good country for me.
I've always said this.
Well, just your best on stuff. Like just on the cocaine alone. I mean,
yeah. I just and they shrug their shoulders at it. It's not looked at as
socially
responsible. Yes,
it's pretty healthy. You know,
and that's all
really.
I've ever wanted was.
And
was
just like Argentina, you default on your debts every couple of years, and that works out for you. So
it's fine. Somehow, it's just the days keep moving.
Yeah, well, in both lifestyle and monetary policy, it's very similar to the chicken fingers lifestyle.
So, do you guys want to talk about the Timberwolves?
Of course.
Well, I thought we did that last time. did anything change in the last like week with them, or did I miss something?
No, they did. They did something. They signed Malik Beasley to a 15-year contract or whatever.
Yep.
Isn't he in jail?
Malik Beasley.
He's in jail.
No,
well,
he's
that's
on
not
bail.
Stop him.
He's on bail.
Wait, what did he do? Stu, I need you to tell me what he did.
I think, if I remember right, the cops showed up at his place, and he like literally had a place labeled on his property where you were supposed to smoke the weed. So you didn't smoke it in the house.
Labeled, like, well, it said weed smoking place.
Yeah, smoke pot.
No,
here,
I think what happened,
which is fine. I have no problem with that. But I mean, the cops are going to look askance. The cops will look askance at that. That will be a signal to them that there might be illicit activity happening on the property. Just.
But Stu, why did they show up at his house?
I don't know, Brandon. Can you tell me?
See, what had happened was
racism.
Well, that is probably what happened.
John, you know me too well.
He's an African American man living in the western suburbs. There's a chance racism is involved. Yes.
So here's, and this is fully sportive fact, but as I recall, I believe there was some sort of parade of homes situation happening in his neighborhood.
Oh no! Oh no!
And like, I think some people,
I can see it coming. Oh god!
Like. Thought maybe that his house was on the parade of homes, and so they like stopped in front of his house, or they may have been in his driveway, or they something. There were some people on his property, or like in front of his house, and he was not cool with that. So allegedly, he asked them to leave nicely, but while holding on to a gun, allegedly, and also pointing at them to please get moving. So that is in certain jurisdictions it's considered a felony, but I don't know if any of that's true.
Did he end up speaking at the RNC later that summer or not?
What's that?
Hey, sorry, that was a topical reference. Sorry about that.
Every year every year I have to try to sneak onto Chicken's property to deliver a Christmas card and then get the heck off before he waves the gun at me rather than just in the air. So
if you leave a six pack at the edge of the driveway, you'll be fine. Just leave a six pack. You've got
it's
to do
a man.
That. It's not that
it's
hard.
A man after Malik Beasley. He's after Chicken's own heart, Malik Beasley.
He
pulled
edge of the
to get
driveway,
off my property.
Let's be clear. I own the center line of the goddamn road. There's no fucking. The law is clear. Don't drop it on the edge of my driveway. I own that property. You can drop it at the edge of town. I don't own that property. And tell somebody, hey, the next time you see me, tell him
it's where to you.
Eventually it'll get here. But the edge of the driveway is my property.
So, again, that is. Alleged. It's also, I could have been reading the story incorrectly.
No,
possible.
Brandon, I'm reading
but,
it, and I'm looking at the article, and
it's
not.
Some,
I think actually you're being a little kind.
I'm just. It's just the one side, so I'm trying to sort of kind of.
Well,
keep
we
got to
hear both
you know
sides.
Me, both sides. You know, I'm a both sides guy. I love the gray.
To remove his son, his 19-month-old son, for maltreatment.
So yeah, so there's
a little,
there's,
that's great.
That's not good at all.
Some stuff going on. Anyway, we signed that guy to a long-term deal.
Oh, Jesus.
4 years. But so, the fourth year anyways. Is a team option. So we got that going for us, which is pretty cool. And then we signed some other guys, and they'll be fun. They'll be fun to watch.
All right.
Okay, that was actually a joke.
No, name the five. I want to hear it, Brandon. And... I want you to go position by position.
Yep.
The starting five. Let's see if you can do it.
For the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yes. And their head coach.
You're asking me if I can name the five starters and the head coach.
Have stalled long enough. I swear to Christ, you are typing into the internet. That's what you're. Oh, you want me to look it up, huh? Oh, is that what you want? Tap, 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 pitter, patter, tip, tap.
Ryan Saunders. Is the head coach. I believe it will be Ricardo Rubio, D'Angelo Russell.
What position does he play?
Ricardo Rubio is a point guard. D'Angelo Russell will be the shooting guard.
Can he shoot?
He's a very good shooter.
Let's not split hairs here. Chicken.
He's slow and he doesn't drive, but he's a very good shooter. So he's good at that. Malik Beasley will be the small forward, so long as he's not in prison. Juancho Hernan Gomez will be our power forward, and then one Karl Anthony Towns will be our center. Now, do you want me to do the backups? I can do it all. I'm obsessed.
I
want to
hear the backups because I thought Rubio was going to lead the second unit.
Well, it's possible you could have D'Lo be the point guard, and then you'd maybe start Culver. But we also have our number one pick, Anthony Edwards.
You can't start Culver at shooting guard because he legitimately can't shoot.
He can't shoot at all. Nope, he's terrible. But you could have Malik Beasley because, like, wings now are kind of interchangeable. So it's basically like backcourt, frontcourt guys. So Anthony Edwards is probably going to start at some point. There's still Josh Okogie, who's a terrible shooter but good at defense. There's a bunch of different sort of permutations that could make sense. But in my mind, it's Ricardo and D'Lo. Those are the guys that are probably going to be playing the most minutes together, which could work. Because, you know, I love Ricardo. I call him that now because it's a whole – the game done changed.
I like Josh Okogie a lot because he's like some of the guys I grew up with who were amazing athletes and could do – they could do anything on a basketball floor except get one of their shots to land within 25 feet of where they aimed it.
Yeah, he's a really good athlete who just discovered what basketball was. He's still amazing. Trying to learn.
He's amazing on defense, and when he throws up a shot – it could hit any part of the basket or nothing at all, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. Yes. That's like, him.
Fourth row in the bench. Words. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk all day about the lineups, and I will, and I have, and I continue to do so. I love them. But, you know, they'll be pretty bad. But fun. But bad. But watchable. But terrible. And they also don't have their pick next year, so...
So they better be good.
They're all is aching. Okay. Do you guys want to move on to a new segment?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Stu's
chicken.
That deep sigh that Stu had really indicates his excitement for this new segment.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a new segment that I would love your participation in future episodes. And Stu, you can rename it if you'd like to, but I was thinking we could call it Rabbit Hole. And so the Rabbit Hole segment is, you know how when you're on the internet, you know the internet, and then one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you've gone down some insane, random rabbit hole learning about someone's, like, not porn related. I mean, we can do that if you want.
We already brought up Trey Lance and Pornhub Premium, but go on.
Well, what I would propose is you're already down that rabbit hole. Don't make us go down the rabbit hole sometime in the future. So once you realize you're going down the rabbit hole, start taking some notes of things you're learning while in the rabbit hole so that we can learn from you. It's like you're educating us on the rabbit hole you went down.
All right.
So for example, and this is not the rabbit hole I went down, but this is like an example rabbit hole that I'm using. There's this actor named Jake Johnson. Do you know who Jake Johnson is?
Yes. Nick Miller from New Girl.
No.
He's from New Girl.
Yeah, Nick Miller.
He's like...
he was the best.
Yeah, so John, do you know who that is? Like, dark-haired guy, kind of a scratchy voice, pretty cool dude. Anyway, he's also the voice... Okay. Well, you can look it up if you want to, but you don't need to go down the rabbit hole. I've already looked up everything about him.
Okay.
He's a cool dude. The reason I went down the rabbit hole for Jake Johnson is because I was watching Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is on Netflix, and it's like an unbelievably good movie. It's like an absolute classic. I'm not kidding. I love it. And he's the voice for it. And so what I realized while going down his rabbit hole, which is kind of a boring one, but I thought this was fun. He is actually the inspiration for the Comedy Central series Drunk History. Do you guys know what Drunk History is?
Yeah.
On Comedy Central?
Yeah, it's a very fun show. I enjoy it.
It's a very fun show. So Drunk History was created by a guy named Derek. Derek was very good friends with Jake Johnson, and they were out at a bar one time, and Jake Johnson was fucking hammered, and he started trying to tell Derek the story of how Otis Redding died, and he was so drunk it made no sense. Derek was like, this needs to be a television show. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. And so he went and pitched it, and that's actually how the show got made, because of Jake Johnson from New Girl.
I didn't know that.
That's good, right?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Holy shit.
It's pretty fun.
No.
Okay. Huh. That's not the actual rabbit hole I went down. I went down a different rabbit hole that I thought would be interesting to you guys. And it's possible that this is only interesting to John because the other two of you may know the rest of this. But I went down a rabbit hole this afternoon, and it's the rabbit hole of Eric Clapton's life. Do you guys... We know Eric Clapton, right?
Yeah.
The guitarist, musician. Mm-hmm. He seems like kind of a boring dad type to me, just like a very boring guitar guy. All of his music has really been just not interesting to me whatsoever. But his life has been pretty interesting. So I've got a few different bullets here about Eric Clapton's life down the rabbit hole. Do you want to hear about him?
Bring it on.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, so first off, he was in a band called Derek and the Dominoes, which is kind of weird.
Layla.
They named themselves Dell and the Dynamos, but somebody misheard them while they were going on stage and introduced them as Derek and the Dominoes. So they stuck with it. They were supposed to be Dell and the Dynamos and ended up being Derek and the Dominoes.
As someone whose last name is Marthaler, I can relate here.
It's pretty good, right? Okay, so then he got to be friends with George Harrison. You know George Harrison from the Beatles?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Pretty.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Also was on The Simpsons for an episode.
That's the guy. George Harrison and Eric Clapton were, like, best friends. And then Eric Clapton met George Harrison's wife and, like, fully fell in love with her and was, like, obsessed with her. And he wrote songs for her and just asked her every single day to leave his best friend for him, Eric Clapton. He was so upset about it. He wrote Layla about George Harrison's wife.
Yes, sir. I knew that.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so you knew that.
John didn't, but I did.
I think I did know that.
Okay, so I thought that was interesting. He also, he heard the band. The name of the band is The Band. Mm-hmm. You know The Band, right? Last Waltz.
Yes.
And he heard an album from them, and it was that was the album he heard that convinced him to stop doing guitar solos because the music was so good. He was like, guitar solos suck now. I'm done with them because of The Band. So he stopped doing, like, he didn't like him anymore. It's a small thing, but very interesting to me. Okay, so anyway, so he's obsessed with this lady, his best friend's wife, and he's, like, very open about it. And the only thing that helped him with his obsession with her, besides writing songs about her, he also started doing heroin, and he did, like, a ton of heroin. He got, like, very addicted.
Well, I mean,
he would not leave his
house.
That's
what I would do.
A huge heroin addict.
Mm-hmm. First thought, best thought.
Who among us?
It's crazy to me that he was, like, a heroin addict. Eric Clapton, he's, like, all of our dads to me. Anyway, and he was, like, so into it, he wouldn't, like, leave his house. He, like, full-on became a hermit and, like, holed up into his house for years just doing heroin. Okay. So one of the guys he was friends with, I don't know if it was George or one of these, Jeff Beck or one of these dudes, realized, oh, yeah, Eric is kind of fucked up. Let's convince him to come out and play this music festival with us, right? So they convinced him to come out and to play this music festival, and he was on stage, and in the middle of a song, he fucking passed out. He just fell over and passed out, middle of a song, his first time out in public. And they attended to him, the medics or whatever, and they revived him, and he got up, and then he kept playing in the concert. After ODing so bad, he fucking fell over and passed out, and then he just kept going. Okay. Then he was in the movie Tommy. Do you know what Tommy is? I haven't actually seen
Pinball
it, but it was...
Wizard. Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. Yep. Yes.
Okay. So Eric Clapton had like kind of a scraggly beard, and they had him do a take, and he was still so strung out on some shit. That it was a really bad take. And so he was like, he asked the director, like, hey, can you not put that take in? And the director is like, no, we're going to keep it in. So then they had to do a bunch of other scenes with Eric Clapton, and he got so mad that he went back to like his trailer or whatever, and he shaved his beard off so they couldn't, for continuity purposes.
That's genius. I'm sorry. That's actually so how good. He couldn't have been too high to think of something like that.
It's
he must
really
have been.
Good. So he shaved his beard off, and then the director somehow, I'm guessing for contractual purposes, made him wear a fake beard the rest of the shooting in the movie Tommy.
That's pretty good.
See him with a real beard and then a fake beard, because that was Eric Clapton's God, it's incredible. Anyway, while he was still strung out on heroin, he did a rant on stage in a concert, and he said something about, I don't even know if this is a word I can say out loud, but he said something about keeping coons out of Britain and keep Britain white, and started a chant on stage. So that was bad.
That's really bad.
Okay.
I don't think you should say that. That's bad.
Should not say that.
No. Don't.
Terrible thing to say.
Don't. Please, please do not do it in a Jamaican accent.
Yes, please don't do that.
But I won't do it. I won't do it. I just want to say I've gone through like 11 bullets of information so far, and like 9 of them should have been the most insane thing that ever happened to this person's life. And it's still like this is all of one person's life. Anyway, so he had this very racist rant and got in trouble. Then remember that lady that he was like super obsessed with? She did divorce George Harrison, and then they did get married. He actually married that lady like 10 years after all these songs and the drug addiction. It fucking worked, right? It's incredible.
She saw Goodfellas. That piano scene just totally did it. That's obviously what happened. Yep. Yeah.
Which wasn't even written by him, by the way. It was actually like some sort of other dude who
was also a murderer.
It's a whole other story.
Yes, he was a murderer.
Yeah, he murdered his mom.
Yes, he did.
He murdered his mom and is still... somewhere in a mental institute, convinced his mother is still alive. This other guy, not Eric Clapton. This other
his
guy.
His name is Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon, still.
Not the police commissioner of Gotham City. Totally different Jim Gordon. You guys can still watch Batman.
Anyway,
he's not canceled.
Jim Gordon goes up for parole like every 3 years, and they ask him questions. And he's like, yeah, my mom's still alive. And they're like, all right, fucking back to the mental institute. Anyway. Okay, so Eric Clapton marries the lady. Again, this should be the craziest thing that ever happened. Then, a few years into that marriage, he cheats on her and knocks up another lady. And then she has a kid. And then this other lady stays married to him. And then, like a couple years later, he knocks up another woman. And she has this kid, too. And then they finally get divorced after that.
And that kid's name was Diego Maradona. No, I'm kidding, John, that's not really true.
And then after that, you know, then it became the 80s. I got a local angle here. He goes to Hazelden in 82, somehow cleans up, turns into kind of a boring guy. The only other interesting thing I have is that he was the main guitarist on Pressure Drop by Toots and the Maytals, which is a great song, which
it
I didn't is. Realize that.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it. No, don't do it.
Oh yeah.
Jesus God.
Said a pressure drop. Oh, pressure drop. The pressure gonna drop on you.
You know, when I went to St. Cloud State, every white farm kid brought the CD of Legacy by Bob Marley and the Wailers and played it out loud, super loud, and would just sing along to No Woman, No Cry, and it's guys from freaking Caledonia and Janesville and Mineota
so
and Steven
cultured.
And Argyle just singing along to
Bob
No Woman,
Marley
No
gets
Cry.
It, man.
Buffalo Soldier and a thick rural Minnesota accent. It's the worst thing
this
ever.
This is my message to you.
I wake up screaming about it. Stop doing that. God damn it, John.
My last fun fact about Eric Clapton is Wonderful Tonight. It's one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's bad.
Ooh.
Oof.
And that's it.
Hmm.
That is the rabbit hole I went down, and I have to tell you, absolutely spellbinding. I cannot believe this guy's life. And I didn't even get into some of the... There's some other shit that happened to him, too. But anyway, that is the new segment called Rabbit Hole.
I like
it. Wow. That was a lot of information.
Supposed to... So much. Like, is this rotating? Because this sounds like homework. And I gotta be honest, school's out. I'm
for summer.
Done.
No. You're right. Forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of school for. I'm not learning anything new.
No, it's fine. So I would just say, if you ever are in the midst of a good rabbit hole sesh, and you do think of it, open up some sort of, if you have like any sort of notes app on your phone.
I already got one, but I'm you worried. I'm worried I've already talked about it on here. Because if it just comes to mind, I just say it on here. So I'm worried I've already said it.
Nah, you haven't.
I got one.
You want to do a second rabbit hole? Let's do it. I'm ready.
Well, I'd have to do a little. This is, okay. Have I talked about Danny Masterson? I don't even know if this is.
Oh, from
Danny Masterson, I believe, is the Scientologist from that 70s show.
He's currently in jail, yes. I think, that's, right?
No. He's currently where?
I think he's where? Yeah, he's in jail.
I feels think like he's a guy in who's actual prison. Up. Yeah,
feel like
I did sexual something.
Yeah.
Bad.
Like, yeah. Seems like he was a sexual predator. Yeah, yep.
Do you know about his family?
No.
Let's hear it.
Just who his brothers and sisters are?
No.
No clue.
Of just like B and C and D list actors and actresses.
No.
Zero idea. I want to say Topher Grace, but I'm assuming that's probably wrong.
No. And some of these people you may have, if I explain them to you, you're not going to picture them. So I apologize for that. You may not know every show. But I'm going to do my best. He has a sister, Alana, who plays Tara on The Walking Dead. I don't watch The Walking Dead. I don't know how big of a character she is. Mm-hmm. Tara Chandler on The Walking Dead.
Do not know that.
He's got a brother who... plays, are you familiar with the television show Last Man Standing? Tim Allen's vehicle?
I believe it's still running.
I know of it.
Yes.
His brother is the boyfriend, I believe now they're married, of the oldest daughter. I don't know his character's name. He was a deadbeat. You know, he left. They had a kid in high school, and he left and then came back. People that may be familiar with the show, he's kind of a large part of the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So his brother is one of the main characters on Last Man Standing.
Was he the one who was also in Malcolm in the Middle?
That's his other brother.
God damn it!
Was the oldest brother on Malcolm in the Middle. Yes.
Oh.
Holy shit. What's this guy's name?
Danny Masterson. The brother's name is...
Christopher? There we go. Look at that. Just the mind meld happening right there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, three rape allegations. Danny Masterson.
I'm doing the pulling of the collar thing.
That's right.
Daniel.
Jesus.
I don't think he's a good person.
Nope, I think
he's bad.
Sure doesn't sound like he's a good person.
Yeah, you're going to find these guys who are really into Scientology, certain things come out about them later on that aren't great. Mm-hmm. They're not good at all.
Yep.
I feel like they're trying to go to classes to get better somehow, and they don't. They don't get better. They get worse.
No, I think you're kind of all in that. And he's married to a daughter of one of the mamas and the papas.
Which one?
Bijou Phillips. I believe it's
Bijou. Yes, Bijou. That is China Phillips' sister. That is... Dang.
So
is that Busy Phillips's sister?
Boy, that's a good question, John.
I think Busy Phillips is a whole nother
John
is not.
I blacked out about 15 minutes.
Not related to that.
I just wanted to get John to respond to that.
Vincent Phillips?
I'm looking it up.
Mackenzie Phillips?
Yeah, speaking of problematic father-daughter relationships, yes, we'll bypass that one.
So you can Google
that
branch
one.
Of the tree. Yeah. That not as good as Brandon's rabbit hole, but it's a rabbit hole I went down the other day, and I just kept going. Like, what? How? Somebody told me that that's his brother that was on Last Man Standing, and then I just
somebody
kept
told
up and,
me that that was his brother. Last Man on Standing.
Well, at least that wasn't in a Jamaican accent.
That's okay.
That was...
At least it wasn't.
Jesus Christ.
Doing snow.
That's all I got. That was a good rabbit hole, and I have to say, I love the rabbit hole.
I worry that you don't know what you're getting into. With
oh, I know, John. Oh my God, can you imagine? And then the 1973 cricket championship went to East India, which was crazy.
I'm just saying that in 2002, I started looking into how English soccer works, and I ended up with a weekly column in a major metropolitan sports daily. So
okay, John, let me just set the restrictions here. This has to be a pop culture rabbit hole.
Sports or pop culture? All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a column this weekend, John?
I do. I wrote about Diego Maradona.
Is it tomorrow or Sunday?
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
It's always Saturday.
Sweet. Is it a glowing article about Diego, or do you mention the skeletons?
Yes, I do mention the skeletons. It's very short. If you guys have read my column in the last 2 years, and I can't imagine why you would have, it's very short now. So it's a minor anecdote followed by a couple of facts, and then we're done.
Anecdote? Like you met him? Did you meet
no,
Diego
I've
Maradona?
Never met him.
Are you the hand of God? Are you the hand of God, John?
You did it. You have to answer it. If you don't,
it's hard to imagine otherwise.
Interesting.
So,
his silence speaks volumes.
Read Saturday's Star Tribune.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Is Rand going to have something in there too, or not?
I'm intrigued.
I don't know. I don't think he's alive anymore.
Yeah, that third kid that third young kid will do it to you every time.
Yeah. He has three children now, and
so I hear.
That's why Clarence died. He had three young kids.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what killed him. Now we have chicken fingers.
He cracked. It's a mystery.
That was it.
I've lasted this long. Yeah, it's a miracle that I've lasted
R.I.P.
this long.
Rest in power. Mm-hmm. I have one final thing.
Good, because my dog is getting restless.
Do you want? Should we go? Should we wrap it up?
Oh, no,
you want to wrap it up?
No, we're good. It's
no. I want to hear the one more thing.
You
make it quick. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I guess I just wanted. It's a report and some advice needed, specifically probably from Chicken and Stew. Life right now is bad. It sucks.
Yep, not great.
I don't know if I've talked about it a ton on this, but I'm a pretty big Grinch about Christmas, even in the best of times.
Yeah.
I've got divorced parents, and it's a whole thing. So the combination of that and I've got a round number birthday happening this December as well has 50? Led my wife
so
to
I.
agree. I'm turning 60 years old. Made my wife agree that I can plan out our holidays this year. And I said, thank you. And so we are taking a road trip to Austin, Texas over the holidays. We're leaving on December 20th and we're coming back on January 2nd. 2 weeks, 14 days.
Are your children going with you?
Children are coming with us. We're doing a Clark Griswold, heading south, stop in Kansas City for a night. Then we're just right out west of Austin and on a lake called Lake Travis, which is
that's where Willie lives.
Very beautiful lake out in Loudoun Hill Country.
Yeah, that's Randy Travis is like.
Willie and Randy both.
Randy
there.
Travis. Lake Randy Travis. Yep. So we'll be heading out and hanging out with the Rand Man, as I like to call him, his pal. And so I just wanted to tell you that and also ask if you've done any like long road trips with the family and what I can expect besides just, I'm guessing, a lot of pain.
Remind me of.
But it feels very worth it.
What are the kids' ages again?
9 and 6. So they are in so they can get into movies. They'll be fine with that, right? But
are they, they're boys, right?
They're boys, so they're very hyperactive.
Are they rambunctious?
I mean,
are they rambunctious?
They're the rowdiest two boys that have ever existed. They have never once sat on a couch, not one on top of the other. It does not happen. It cannot happen.
The dreaded
one
therapy.
Is sitting directly on top of the other at all times. And it doesn't even matter. It's not like they have a system here where this one sits on that one. They're somehow like entwined with each other and punching or sitting or elbowing or kneeling onto something else. And they just can't not have like this aggressive physical contact at all times. So they're basically like traveling with two St. Bernard puppies or something. So yeah, we're going to have to run some energy off every day.
Can I just ask? Go ahead, Jonathan.
Brandon, did you have a brother growing up?
Nope. Sister, younger. I was the oldest.
I can see why this would be hard for you. This seems very, what you just described seems very normal to me.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, that's great. I love this. I love that the dynamic that I'm witnessing is not what I experience, which is kind of fun, right? So I don't have like anything to like harken back to or whatever. I just get to watch these two just disgusting animals in my home. But their bond is crazy. It's super fun.
Can you remind me, so what are you driving? Are you driving like a Honda Accord or something large enough to accommodate the four of you?
Are you bringing a pet of any sort? Or is it just the four of you?
A what?
A pet, a dog or a cat?
Nope, we are pet free as of now.
Okay.
No bird. Nope. Okay. We let the birds fly. No. It's just the four of us, and we are traveling in a, as you can imagine, us liberal cucks, a small Volvo SUV.
Jesus Christ.
Elitist, globalist cucks, yes. So it'll be a comfortable ride. I think it'll be fun.
I just want to back up. The Volvo is the globalist car? What happened there?
No, Volkswagen.
Okay, good.
Did you
good.
Say Volvo or Volkswagen?
We're Volvo. We have two Volvos. It feels very yuppie to me. So I just want to make sure. I wasn't sure.
Boy. When you said globalist, I was so expecting like a Toyota Prius that it just me for a loop where you were like,
we're probably just like,
we're driving the globalist car. Yeah, we have a Chevy Suburban. What? What just happened here?
Now you just changed the spectrum. Changed. You're now even beyond the 6 billionth least Bob Marley person in the world. I don't know how. I don't. It doesn't even make sense. The math doesn't. But you
are. No, man.
Don't, God.
Jesus Christ.
Don't. Oh.
Chet Hayes, you're an inspiration to me.
Brandon, no, I've never done anything like that.
Nothing. Nothing at all. That, like
airplanes cost right now are like $17.
It's so cheap to fly anywhere right now.
I would fly them maybe separate. I wouldn't even fly with them.
Just get down
one
there.
One flight, they go, and then you take the next flight. Yep.
Just hang a sign on them.
Put a pin, some money to their chest.
Austin's a tough flight. It's like three. It was like $350.
Yeah, it's not a. It's not a hub.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a hub. Yeah.
No,
that makes
not
sense.
A hub. No.
Could you fly down into Dallas? That's a hub, and then like do on
just
that Wiener building.
Yeah.
There's the Wiener. Do you keep a car down there at the Wiener building still, or do you?
Yeah, you know people in Dallas.
I do. Yeah. Sadly, most of my Dallas friends, we were all transplants and have since scattered. So the amount of time they're going to be that we are going to be down there, which is over 2 weeks, like with the car and all that, it ended up just not working. And we also figured leaning into the awkwardness and the weirdness of, like, we're never going to do this again. Like, we will never take a road trip.
No, you won't.
Ever again. So we're just going to do that, and we'll see what happens.
I've done it with two younger kids, not at that age, but we, like, did a couple of trips out to Montana and then one out to Denver. And it was girls, so it was fine. And a couple of them we had the dog with, so it was fine. You will be fine, if I had to guess. But
okay,
it's definitely it's a long drive. You'll, by the time you get to, like, let's say Branson, you'll taste the metal of the gun in your mouth. I think it'll be there. It's the sweet release will be so close. But it's a lot. But yeah, we were actually considering that, because I also have a round number birthday this December, and we're gonna go see my brother down in suburban Tempe. But just looking at the numbers, and my oldest daughter, she works with vulnerable adults, and probably isn't gonna be able to get all the time off for that. So and obviously, working with the vulnerable adults means you've got to do a lot of, like, COVID testing. So we're probably going to be staying in town here for that. And
next year
we already had to punt our 20th wedding anniversary, so we can punt my 50th birthday. I think it's pretty easy to do.
Right.
So, but if anybody wants to buy me presents, that's cool. If you're listening to this, send it to, well, you can send it to my dad, because another thing I can mention about my hometown is that if you just send something and just, like, have the city, state, and zip code, it will get there. So send it to
So
send something to me. Send it to Howard Newman, Hector, Minnesota, 55342. It will get to him. It doesn't matter. You don't have to put the street or the P.O. box on it.
I love this. My mom's going to send you a gift for sure.
Yeah.
I love that Brandon
Mom,
thinks
if you're listening,
right
please
now.
Send him a
yeah,
gift.
Yeah, looks like Rice Krispie bars.
No.
Or like a shirt. I think that'll be fine.
Sure.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I think I've done the road trip with the kids. I think Piper and Celia were about 15 and 10 at the time. And it was fine. It's just, you know, it's a long, long drive. And it's just a long drive, Brandon. It's a really long drive.
Right.
And the interstate the interstate is not your friend.
No. We're just going to try to survive. This is one of our strategies this winter. So we'll see what happens. Okay, that was our final segment. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, the dog is getting really antsy in the pantsy in the background here, so we should
wrap it up. Austin's got to be, like, only a handful of hours from the border. I mean, if it's just too much, the trip's too much.
Keep going.
Just go.
Just keep
on
going.
Start a new life. Wake up.
Yep.
I don't know which town you'd go through. Probably Laredo.
Yeah, I think Laredo. It sounds.
As well as you fit in, just as well as you would fit in Jamaica, you'll fit in.
Yes, use the Jamaican accent at the border.
My people. Oh, man. I'm definitely going to get, fired, sued, arrested.
You'll probably be the only American coming to the border who isn't coughing, so I think you're probably okay.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we did it, gentlemen. 300. Unless Chicken didn't press record again. We'll see.
Oh, fuck.
Why would you call him out like that? Jeez.
So excited.
You piece of shit,
jerk.
I mean, one of us.
Not John.
Okay.
Not John.
Write down your rabbit holes. No, never John. The other three. Write down your rabbit holes, and we'll talk sports again at some point. You know, sometime between tomorrow and a year from now. That's when we'll be recording next.
End of 2021 at the latest.
Right? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.